Years ago, as a high school student, I attended a summer running camp in Pennsylvania. During a routine 6-mile run, I stumbled, and a coach stopped me and asked me if I was okay. "I'm fine," I assured him, and kept running. But I wasn't fine. By the end of the run, I had collapsed with heat stroke and had fallen unconscious. The athletic trainers quickly submerged me in a tub of ice to lower my body temperature, and I spent the next week in hospital, lucky to be alive. Later, my coach visited me, angry at himself for letting me continue my run, but I had no memory of our earlier exchange. Athletic researchers say one of the most frustrating aspects of heat illness is that the sufferer is often completely unaware of his or her own symptoms. If a problem with heat illness is suspected, asking someone if they are okay is not enough. In addition to high body temperature, the obvious signs of heat illness are red, hot and dry skin with little or no sweating, as well as a rapid, strong pulse. A person with heat illness may start stumbling or appear less coordinated than usual. Ask the person if he or she has a headache, nausea, or dizziness. Talk to them about a variety of topics to see if they exhibit symptoms of confusion. If you suspect a person is having a problem with the heat, err on the side of caution and insist they get into shade and cool down. Have them drink water and spray their body with cold water, or rub them down with ice or a cold cloth. If they don't cool down quickly, seek medical advice.